It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Governor Rick Snyder had a year-end roundtable with reporters today.
And that's on top of the recent public bill signings, tax overhauls that he says are good for the economy, some things that are supposed to help Detroit, and the one-on-one interviews with reporters and meetups with editorial boards that are a December staple of the Lansing political journalism culture.
So then the question today, Rick, why one more meeting with the press?
Well, part of it is the governor wants to reset the conversation at least a little and shift some attention from controversies like Michigan's new right to work law and his veto of concealed weapons legislation to some good news stories, or at least what he calls good news stories on what's happening. As a matter of fact, in his opening remarks, he never even mentioned right to work.
We're going to keep up relentless positive action, no blame, no credit, just solving problems into 2013, and I'm fired up for another year.
Now, political scientists often talk about how the executive branch, whether it be the governor or the president, they have a particular power in messaging. It's the idea that they have a bully pulpit of sorts with either the state of the state or state of the union. I mean, think back to FDR and the fireside chats. The executive in charge has a unique ability to be able to talk to his or her constituents when he
or she
wants to steer what the nation
or the state
is talking about.
Exactly. And Governor Snyder seems to be discovering the limits of his ability to steer the conversation, and he seems to be pushing back against those limits. He wants to get people talking about the positive stuff and less about the controversies. But the fact is that people,
us included,
indeed, are fascinated by controversy. It's tough in an environment like this to execute a pivot to the positive message.
Just this week, in fact, a poll from Public Policy Polling showed that since Right to Work passed, Governor Snyder's approval ratings dropped, and pretty dramatically, 28 points.
PPP says, according to their polling, there are only two other governors in the country who have a worse net approval rating than Snyder. But we should note that PPP is a firm that does typically work for Democrats and progressives.
Yes, Rick agreed, but I want to point something out here. Although PPP is a Democratic polling firm, they're pretty darn accurate in their work. In fact, the revered political blog 538
Nate Silver
showed that PPP was more accurate in the 2012 election than some other respected polling outlets. I'm talking about Gallup, Rasmussen.
NPR.
Indeed. And actually, when all said and done, PPP data ended up skewing toward Republicans in 2012, not Democrats.
Now, I'd warn that this poll is very far out from 2014, when the governor will be up for re-election.
23 months.
And polls this far out really can't be measured against any real results. We can't say for sure this is an accurate representation of public opinion. And even if it is, it's just a snapshot at this moment.
Right. But at least now, it's looking like Michiganders are pretty unhappy with the governor, which comes back to the need to rework his messaging in the new year.
And yet he's still got plenty of controversies to deal with. And let's name one. How about recall proofing? The governor just signed these bills yesterday.
Yep. After doing some pretty controversial stuff in the lame duck session, Republicans protected their most controversial work from referendums, tucking in a little spending, a little money to make them appropriations. And because we know appropriations can't be challenged by voters with a referendum.
And then they protected themselves from recalls.
Exactly. Labor had threatened recalls as retribution for the right to work law.
And Republicans in the legislature did that by tightening the time period for collecting signatures and creating this illusory standard that the reason for the recall has to be, quote, factual and of sufficient clarity.
And I guess the question is, who determines that?
The Board of State canvassers, two Democrats, two Republicans, bipartisan consensus required to do anything. Welcome to Deadlock City. This virtually eliminates the possibility of a recall making it to the ballot.
Which is probably certain to make some people unhappy.
Well, recalls, while rarely successful, have been used against both Republicans and Democrats, most recently last year. So in terms of making people happy or unhappy, I guess if you're a Michigan elected official, this new standard is a positive development, just like the governor wants. Merry Christmas, lawmakers.
You got to act.
the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative, but don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk up on the scene.